time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Samantha Stofgren with the U.S. Forest Service, Manti LaSalle. We're going to talk about the Benyon Fire. It's been going on for about 2 or 3 days now. And, you know, there's some things that people have been asking questions. I'm sure everybody's got questions. I've got questions about it. So we're going to talk about it and just kind of what's going on up there and what we can expect with it for over the next few days, weeks, that kind of thing. Samantha, thank you so much for taking time out this morning and talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. This is important stuff. And like I said, I know there are people out there that have questions because I have questions about it as well. So let's just start right out of the gate and talk about the Benyon Canyon Fire.
Absolutely. So the fire started Friday, and from the investigation, it is of natural causes, so we believe lightning started it. Right now, it's burning on steep, rugged terrain, so that's made it difficult for our firefighters to get in there on foot and push back against the fire, but we are at about 10% containment now, and the fire is about 1,200 acres.
1,200 acres. And I would assume that with this being natural, it's kind of, I mean, yes, it's still a fire in every sense of the word, but it's kind of a relief that it was not a human-caused fire.
Yeah. It is a very stark reminder, though, that the forest is extremely dry. And that, coupled with the red flag conditions that we've been experiencing here in Utah, it makes for a very dangerous combination with any sort of fire. So we are grateful it's not human caused, but it is just a very good reminder to practice appropriate fire safety when you're out on the forest.
And that's so true. And, you know, it all starts with us and just being careful and being cautious and knowing what's going on out there. So what kind of crews do you have on this fire right now as far as, you know, people, air support, that kind of thing?
So we're at about 150 total personnel, and that's a combination of folks from the state, from BLM, from the Forest Service. We have folks in from Idaho, all around helping us on this fire. We've got 5 hand crews, 6 engines, and 5 aircraft supporting right now.
You know, I live right there at the mouth of the canyon, and I see helicopters going all the way, and I'm assuming they're flying over to go to the airport to get fuel and things like that. I think I saw somewhere the Price City Fire Department is helping with that kind of thing. So, I mean, this is really a group effort, and everybody's kind of just helping everybody out with these kinds of things. Is that mostly what happens in these situations?
Yes.
Everybody just kind of jumps in?
Yeah, it's definitely a team effort, which is it's very appreciated when these sort of things happen. You want to get it contained as quickly as possible, so the more hands you have assisting, the quicker you're able to achieve that.
Okay. And, you know, we were talking about the fact that it's kind of in an area that not a lot of people can get to anyway, but there are still some certain areas that are closed off. And where are those areas and anything like that? Where would they be at?
Benyon Ridge Road is closed. That is the primary road that leads into the fire. So that one is closed. Starvation Road is also closed for a few days. We have spike camps there, and our firefighters are recovering, so please avoid that area so they can get the rest they needed to get back out on the ground and fight this fire.
You can still go to Schofield, those kinds of places like that. That road is still open. It's not affecting that at all.
Correct.
And I know that they can never, ever say these kinds of things because it's very difficult, but do they feel, maybe you don't even know, do they feel like they're getting a handle on it at all? Or I guess I'm just looking for, are we looking at a week, 2 weeks? Or can they even give that kind of a timeline right now?
Those timelines are difficult to tell because it really dictates off the weather, the winds, what those conditions work with. We are at 10% containment, and so that could grow astronomically today. They could really get a good foothold. The winds could kick up and fight against us, and that red flag weather advisory could push back. And so it's really difficult to say an exact timeline.
All right. Samantha, thank you so much for coming in this morning and taking out the time. And I'm going to let you go because you're headed up there right now.
Yep. Back
so
to it.
Go find out what you can and then let us know what's going on, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Samantha Stofgren with the Manti LaSalle National Forest talking about the Benyon Fire. Just be careful out there. Be careful what you're doing. And you can go, and Schofield you can still get to, but just try and steer clear and let them get their jobs done. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.